You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tell Stephen A. I said hello, damn it.
I will not. I'm not going to do that. It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, coming up at noon today, we're going to go down to L.A., talk to Nick Hamilton, sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media. He's also a host on Sirius XM, knows the Rams, knows the Dodgers.
Lakers.
Also a film critic.
Yeah, he was on the red carpet. They had some shindig in L.A. I go, that must be cool.
That'd be awesome. I could ask him about all the movies.
Have you ever been to a red carpet event,
Tony? No.
Either of us.
No, I could ask him all about the movies that I've never seen.
I've been to a player's ball, though.
Catering?
No, the actual.
Right, were you catering for it? Part of the catering crew?
No, I was with my crew.
Oh.
At the turf club.
Right, serving the food and passing out the hors d'oeuvres?
Dancing and chopping it up.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, mingling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you might have been working it. I'm sorry.
I was working. You know what I mean?
So Brock Purdy is not going to play tonight. And this is week five, and he's been in and out of the lineup already a couple times. And we got to play this. The Morning Roast was playing it, and it was set a couple weeks ago. After the Seattle game,
all right.
NFL Odyssey Insider, our very own Lorenzo Neal, played in the league for almost 20 years.
Lolo.
And he was asking about, he was asked about turf toe. And this again was about 3 weeks ago. This was after the Seattle game. And Lo Neal, as they say, it sounds like he hit the nail on the head. Take a listen to what Lo Neal said. And this was, again, 3 weeks ago.
I think this week for sure he's out. I would not even think about it this week. Brock might get out there and say, hey, guys, I'm going to try to go on this if he needed to. And I think he will get to that point that he's going to, if they needed him, I think if they needed him in 2 weeks from now, I think he could go. But that's me predicated on what the belief that I have in myself and what I've seen from Brock. I think he's a tough guy. He's not a guy that wants to sit out, who's a guy that's like, it's a little pain. Brock has to be in pain for him to sit out. This guy knows what he means to this organization. This guy loves football. I can never question his heart because this is a tough game, guys. And to play with turf toe, I played with the guy, Eric Martin, and he had turf toe, and I watched the doctor in the, you know, before the game, get that needle, 3-inch needle, shoot that into the joint. So they go in there, shoot it into the ligament, but then go in between that big toe and that joint right there where it hooks in and shoot it inside there. They put different things to try to relieve some of the pain. And afterwards, you just see the toe, the black and blue, and how they're walking around the next couple of days. After they get done, guys, I'm telling you, if he plays, he's not practicing the rest of the week. So when he does play, you're going to be at limited practice, I'm telling you, during there for the rest of the season, if he plays, because that's how hard and that's how tough it is to recover from turf toe. If he plays, and when he plays, the following week, he does not practice. He practiced maybe on Friday, a little bit on Saturday, walkthrough. But if that toe's that bad, I'm telling you, that's the kind of injury it could be.
Oh, my God. I just felt like I watched the surgery. Man, 3-inch needle? This ain't going away. How about that?
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. And it sounds like something that they're going to have to maybe bite the bullet on and give him a couple weeks and then try it again. Here's what I think happened over the last couple weeks. I think he obviously played against Seattle and they won.
Yeah.
And he came out of the Seattle game and he said, you know what? I got a toe problem. All right, it's turf toe. What are we going to do? Well, let's sit him against New Orleans. Okay, so they sit him against New Orleans. And then the next game is against the Cardinals. Can he go? Can he not go? You know what? It's not there. Let's go with Mac Jones again. Okay, we go to Mac Jones. They win another one. Now, the Mac Jones injury complicates things, but regardless of that, sometime before the Jacksonville game, Brock Purdy said, I think I can go. I can go. And then he did some stuff at practice, and everybody said, all right, let's give it a try. But what I think is he was so ineffective, and the correlation between the injury and his performance is something that they have to acknowledge because they believe Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than he was on Sunday. There's no doubt about it. So they've got to believe it was the toe, I think. All right, well, if it's the toe, guess what? I think this is where this is where Kyle Shanahan goes, hey, listen, I know you said it was okay last week.
Yeah.
I don't think it was okay last week. Your play didn't seem like it was okay last week. So now what we're going to do is you're definitely not playing against the Rams.
Okay.
We'll take another look at it maybe next week, midweek, and we'll figure out Tampa Bay. But I'm telling you right now, if it feels like, you know, if it's sounding like it feels the same way as it did going into the Jacksonville game, you're not playing. Not because you can't make it through, but because you're not good enough right now. Mac Jones is better, if he's healthy, than the version of Brock Purdy we saw on Sunday.
Okay, I'm not mad at you, but I just want to take it one step further. If Mac Jones, obviously healthy, let's just say the whole offense and Mac's bad, you know, just, you know, we know how to judge it. Just, you know, not the best performance. Does that any way have any influence on what you do moving forward with Brock because Mac might not have put his best foot forward? Or are you just like, no, Brock, you got to get healthy. We don't even care what it looks like. We need you on the shelf. So when you do go out there and try to beat your new foe, which is the toe, we'll know we've gave you ample time. I'm just wondering if we see the bad Mac Jones, does that influence the coaching staff? Brock, oh man, I gotta get out there by Tampa.
Well, is the bad Mac Jones worse than Brock Purdy last week?
I won't know until tonight. Well,
then we gotta wait. But
some would say that shouldn't have any bearing on it at all.
Okay, some would say that. I might even say that. What I'm saying is, however Brock Purdy's toe felt before the Jacksonville game, if he's telling me, if he says before the Tampa Bay game, you know, it feels pretty much exactly like it did before the Jacksonville game. Well, you ain't playing then. Sorry. You weren't good enough with that injury.
Now, what if that was just a bad performance then, Stoney? Wasn't relegated to the toe? Like, how do they decipher that? Or it's a feel?
Okay, well, this is where he's our franchise quarterback. We paid him an exorbitant salary. Yeah. So, clearly, that's not who we play. That's the worst game he's had, maybe as a 49er. It has to be the toe. Let's get the toe right. If it's not the toe, they got bigger problems than just whether he's going to play today or next week. Mm. Then they got a problem with the quarterback who's just not good enough, but I don't believe that they're there. I absolutely think the toe had something to do with it.
Yeah,
I don't see how the toe could not have something to do with it.
And Brock did say, we played a soundbite yesterday, Stoney. He felt like if this game was on Sunday, I mean, the toe already feels better than it did you know, after the Seattle game. So there's improvement there. But I do believe a lot of why he's not playing is because this is a short week. They had a quick turnaround, and maybe that'll bode well now that you get 10 days off after tonight. Maybe he's in a better spot. But just listening to Lo Neal, a former football player, you know, that played the game at a high level, just describe and talk about that injury, something he knows about. Man, Stani, it doesn't seem like it's just a 1 or 2 week thing.
This is Greg Cosell, senior editor at NFL Films, and he's talking about the week-to-week discussion on Brock Purdy.
The week-to-week stuff with Brock Purdy is a little, kind of gets a little silly to me, because I almost feel like people talk about Brock Purdy as if, well, he's not really that good, so if he has a good game, yeah, let's wait and see then what he's going to do next week. Brock Purdy's their starting quarterback. He's a good player. I mean, I think if you pretty much talk to almost anybody, they'll tell you he's a good player. Was he as sharp as he normally is in this game, and he had just come back, and we have no idea how the injuries affected him? He wasn't as sharp as he normally is working between the numbers. There were throws he was a little wild high. I don't know if that's a function of his toe, his shoulder. I can't speak to that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree with Greg Cosell. The week-to-week conversation about, you know, Purdy's performance might be a little silly because he's not going anywhere, but the week-to-week assessment of whether or not he's ready to play and whether he's at 100%, I think, unfortunately, that's going to be something that goes on for at least a little while.
That's the new game.
A few more weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. And who controls that? Communication between the coach, the trainer, the medical staff, and Brock Purdy.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'm interested to know how 49ers fans feel about, like, what's transpired and what may transpire with Brock Purdy. Because the way I'm looking at it is, like, I'm just going through the games and kind of the way our conversations have gone.
Okay.
And, okay, so this is kind of the way that I'm looking at it. So Brock Purdy wins a game against Seattle, and he comes out of that game, and he's hurt. He's got a toe injury, okay? And then they got New Orleans the next week. He's got turf toe. They sit him out, okay? They beat New Orleans. They go to Arizona. You know what? Let's not play Brock. Still not ready. Let's go with Mac Jones. Mac Jones wins against Arizona. Okay. Mac Jones gets hurt. How's Purdy feeling? He's feeling a little bit better. He thinks he can go. All right, let's put Purdy in there. Jacksonville. He goes. He's not very good, and he gets hurt. And so now he's not playing against the Rams. And the thing that I find fascinating is after the Seattle game when he was hurt and through the Arizona game, what dominated the discussion was, what do you do with Purdy? Like, do you play it safe? It's football. Do you put him out there? Everybody's hurt. So if he's just a little hurt, you put him out there. And so now they put him out there. He's hurt. And to my way of thinking, now, like, we've got to deal with this all year long, or at least for the next few weeks. And so, like, all the conversation we had about what the Niners should or shouldn't do, or how they should or shouldn't play it with Purdy, like, 3 weeks ago, it feels like, well, that's gone now. They picked it, and it didn't work out, and now he's going to miss a few more games, and that's kind of the way it goes. But it's football and next man up, and I'm thinking, well, then why did we discuss it in such detail when we weren't really privy to his condition or how healthy he was?
I can't say you're wrong, but we'll never be privy to the information. So it just sounds like to me, Stani, a lot of people are second-guessing the decision because of his performance.
Yes, absolutely.
But why I just want to interject is it's so tricky. He's a grown-ass man. He's an athlete. He's got coaches. They got a medical staff. If they all agreed he was ready to go, I think, obviously, you go play. He tried to play. He tried to play because he felt like he could. He looked bad. And you are right. I came and told you Willard and Dibbs. I don't know if that was just a bad performance or he was injured. But Cosell is hinting at, and I kind of get, this is what I got from him. You know, it's kind of unfair to say, you know, he, whatever you think of Brock Purdy, we know he was hampered. But how that can apply to everybody on the field. My question, Steiny, is, does he have enough gravitas, and I think he does, Brock Purdy, if he feels good before his next opportunity to play their next game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he echoes, I think I'm good to go, I think all the coaching staff can do is take him at his word and hope that that was just one bad game, he flushes it out, or nobody wants to hear this, but if we listen to Baldinger, Brian Baldinger, who told the Morning Roast, this thing is cryptic, it can follow you all year, followed by Lo Neal saying basically the same thing. This is their new reality. And when you pose a question and make a statement like you just did to me, Steiny, I don't know where to go or who has the antidote of how to basically handle it right, but go out there, see what you can do, and we hope it's improving.
Do you think there's any way doctors can look at that toe and they looked at it right before the game?
All right.
Okay. They know what he tried to play on, whatever the condition of the toe was on Sunday. He said he was fine. He goes and plays. Now they look at the toe Monday or Tuesday, and they're like, geez, it's worse than it was on Saturday or Sunday. Well, to me at that point, he's not playing Thursday. Okay, then let's say we get to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And if I look at the toe and he goes, you know what, it feels pretty good. I don't know. Can they look at the toe and say, yeah, actually, it's exactly the way it was before the Jacksonville game. It actually, we can tell, you might feel good, but it's at the same healing stage. Well then you're not playing because you stunk with that with that toe 3 weeks ago, and I'm going with Mac Jones. Let's try. Let's come back the next week, and we'll see if it looks better and feels better, and the doctors say it's better.
No. You could be right, but going off that low Neil sound that we just played, Steiny, I mean, where is the needle part of this? Is it going to get to that point to where he needs to get shot up with a needle to go out there and try to play as effectively as he can? I don't know, but to answer your question, it doesn't sound like they can do an x-ray of the toe and say, oh, it's getting better. It's just one of those things to where you got turf toe, it's a ligament tear, it has to heal. Now it's about pain tolerance. But I didn't hear anything, and maybe it's a good thing, knock on wood, that he's gotten to the juncture, Brock Purdy, that is, of needing a shot to go out there and try to play.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 49ers go down to L.A. tonight. It's their fifth game of the year. They're 3-1. First place at stake, but they're going to head into that game banged up, and Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback. And I think what's most troubling is not just the Purdy injury, but where we go from here with the Purdy injury. And, you know, I was obviously been listening to Willard the last few days, and, you know, he was talking about how, you know, if you're questioning the Purdy contract now, you probably didn't want him in the first place.
Right.
I'm not so much interested in that. Because the way I look at it, if I were a 49er fan, it's okay to like Brock Purdy. It's okay to say, you know, he's our franchise quarterback. But it's more than fair to worry about him. You know, it's more than fair to be worried about him, even if you do like him. And my question to 49er fans would be, you know, what if this is kind of the new normal? What would concern you about Brock Purdy? Is it his performance? Is that what would worry about Brock Purdy? Is it the fact that his contract is calling for him to make so much money? Is it now you worried about him being injury prone?
Ask me.
What is it?
Him on record is saying, and it's new, he doesn't know, and I'm going with this right now, right? He doesn't know if the toe was the reason for the bad play. That's my immediate concern. Like, I would like to hear, yeah, it was because of the foot. You know, Steiny, my elbows hurt. My velo was down. That's a direct result from that injury. But when Brock said, I can't tell you, the toe was the reason for me out there. And I think that's where you have the license, not for an excuse, but, like, we understand what you're hurt. You're gimpy. But I guess I thought, oh, man, this thing could linger if he didn't know after a game if that was the reason.
He knows. You don't think he knows?
But you think it would have been like, – I'm asking honestly. You know what? I think he does it. But would you have lost any football respect for him or any player that said, yeah, that was a lot because Toe was just really bothering me? I wouldn't have.
Well, you say that now, but, like, I disagree. If Mac Jones said, hey, did the toe bother you? And he goes, you know what? I really couldn't plan off it. But he would – then people would say, you know the way it is in football. Yeah. If you're on the field, you're healthy. Then it's like, you know what? Then you hurt your team. Like that – No, I don't think another quarterback. I don't think another quarterback would get the break.
We're making too big of a deal of it. Then, if you're right, if you're on the field, we're assuming you're healthy. Everybody's got a story. Then
he is hurt, but he just didn't want to say he was hurt.
He never may be 100% moving forward.
Okay, well then that's a problem. Like that's a problem. But all I'm saying is that if his toe was hurt,
yeah.
And he managed to fight through and play, and that's the way he played. Well, and he had input on that decision. He doesn't have input on that decision anymore, because just because he wants to play, I'm not putting him out there if that's the quarterback I'm getting.
I get that.
I'm going to assume it's a quarterback I'm getting because he did look different than he normally looks when he's healthy. You know, the other thing is, was the toe the reason he fumbled?
No. I'm saying no. That ball got knocked out of his hand.
So there's a lot to figure out as to what relates to what and what doesn't.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is no shade at the youngsters on the defensive line, but when you lose Bosa, there's nothing until you go make a move or try. And even with that, you ain't getting nothing close to the impact of one Nick Bosa. But Stoney, I will say in a crazy way, and I'm not minimizing or diminishing Brock Purdy. If he's out, I do feel like what we've seen from Mac Jones, who's 2-0 in a Niner uniform, the drop off is not as big as what we're seeing on the D line, and depending on these youngsters and the Bryce Huffs of the world. Like Mac Jones has shown us he can win. So, you know, I'm going worst case scenario. You miss Brock, you know, Mac still, he's a serviceable quarterback, Sonny. That's all I'm saying, and he's undefeated.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
He did when he started. Now, what that means tonight, I have no idea. It could mean diddly squat, but I guess I hope you get the gist of what I'm putting down. I think the quarterback without Brock Purdy, the quarterback for position for the Niners is, I dare I say, in good hands. Okay, there's some fall off, but it's not that drastic in other cities, I believe.
Yeah, and you know what?
And Mac's 2-0 under center as a starter here.
And I'm going to absolutely, positively wait to make that assessment on Mac Jones and how long he can hold it down. Yeah, he's won them two games.
But this matters tonight because it's the Rams. It matters.
Of course, and you take into consideration that they're not whole, but you'll be able to tell if he looks overmatched or not. But the idea that, I don't know, this is just me, the idea that, you know, Mac Jones won a game against the Saints and then they won a game against the Cardinals means...
Which they could have lost both, I hear you.
You know, means that, like, everything's fine and you know, Mac Jones could get them where they need to go. I'm absolutely, right, positively not there. We're getting into an area here where, to me, this is how you judge a backup quarterback. Like, he's passed the first test.
Yeah.
If you miss your quarterback for a couple games, can he keep it afloat? He's done that. Well, what if it's now multiple games? What if it's now 4 to 5 games? Can you go 3-2? In those games, he's already gone 2-0. What if he has to play? What if we have to play 3 more games without Purdy? Can he go 1-2 or 2-1? I don't know. Does he go 0-3? So, if Mac Jones is going to end up playing multiple weeks, we are going to get a fuller understanding of how close he is to being a Brock Purdy if all things are equal.
Yeah, and I know it's a game of attrition. Just the sport is violent. We know that. It's been that. It always will be. But, man, Stoudy, just from a Niner standpoint, you talk about when that day will come when they get whole. I'm watching tonight saying to myself, and I mean it, who else are they going to lose tonight? Because that's been the theme. Every week it's been you get somebody back, but you lose somebody. And hopefully that trend stops tonight. But just think about what I just said. And I know it's football, but, my gosh, you know, here you are already, you know, short-staffed, and hopefully you don't come out of this game losing another body.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, the funny thing is just because they've suffered injuries doesn't mean they won't suffer more injuries. Or maybe the injuries are done. Yeah. Maybe they're all done, and the rest of the year will be about guys recuperating and guys getting back. Coming up at noon today, we've got Nick Hamilton. He's a sports and entertainment reporter for Nightcast Media, also a host on Sirius XM. He's also a film critic. He knows all about the Rams, all about the LA Dodgers. We're going to talk to him at 12 o'clock. But 49er fans, the quarterback position right now is pretty unsettled. We signed Brock Purdy to a long-term contract. It looks like he's going to miss 3 out of the first 5 games. The 49ers absolutely can be questioned about how they've handled that situation. And to me, I'd love to know from 49er fans how they feel about where the quarterback situation is right now, how the team's handled all this. And knowing all that, how do you handle Brock Purdy from this point forward? In terms of trying to figure out when he's healthy enough to play well, instead of maybe playing the way he played on Sunday because of the toe. Where do we go from here, Niner fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.